Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
150,000 people died yesterday. Do you actually get that? And you are still here. And you can't find something to be grateful for? You're still complaining about teeny tiny little struggles. But I bet that if it was possible to give an option to all 150,000 people, all of them would gladly change places with you right now. You're alive. Your heart is beating. You have food, water, shelter, clothing, a few people that love you. You have so much to be grateful for. You have to learn to stop focusing on what you don't have and start focusing on what you do have. Because life isn't about having what you want, it's about being grateful for and wanting what you already have.
Whatever is important to you, where your heart is, there is the mind. Where the mind is, so where the intention is, there is the energy. Where the energy is, there is the creation. So, if your heart is hanging on something, but your actions are doing something else, that just means your energy and what your heart really wants, they are not merging at all. So the universe doesn't know, what do you want? What should the universe give you now? So for me, it's all about alignment. What I feel inside aligns with what I talk, it aligns with what I think, it aligns with what my actions do, it aligns optimally with the proper circumstances. When everything is aligned, then the energy can just flow. Then it just flows and it just happens.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If life was nothing but green lights and we didn't have yellows and reds, then what the hell would it all be for? We need the yellows and the reds. That's how we evolve. Go fail more. Go fail more. Forget them. Those people on the sideline that are saying the thumbs down or calling you something or being snarky, they're on the sidelines for a reason.
Freud said once, in retrospect, the struggle will strike you as most beautiful. Like the years of struggle will strike you as most beautiful. And it's true, you think about the worst moments of your life from earlier. now they're integrated into who you are. And in some ways, we understand that we couldn't and wouldn't be where we are without those things. We know not only is that true in a positive way, but it's also just true in how the mind works. Like, the mind is really good at, this is what cognitive dissonance does. It works on you in a way that makes this thing for the best, even if it wasn't for the best. Like, we're so worried about, will I regret it? You won't regret it because you actually don't have that many regrets at all. The mind is pretty good at minimizing that feeling of regret. We convince ourselves that what happened was for the best. So we know this is almost certainly where we're going to end up in 6 months, in a year, in 10 years, in 30 years. And so why torture yourself in the interim, right? Why not give yourself some of that grace now?
Anxiety is literally nothing more than you thinking about something in the future and thinking about it in a manner where it starts to sound an alarm in your body. First of all, if you catch yourself worrying, if you catch yourself out in the future catastrophizing, if you catch yourself in that, what if this, what if that, if you let your thoughts spin, it will spin you out of control and then you're gonna start to feel anxious. And so you wanna count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and one of the best, most effective things you can insert as a different pattern is this: what if it all works out? What if it all works out? What if I get on this plane and even though it's bumpy, it still lands and it all works out? Because you can't argue with that. If you can stabilize your thoughts, your body settles down and it doesn't escalate. So you're gonna interrupt the worry, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you insert something else. You can also say this moment will pass. You can say I can handle this, but you've got to interrupt those thoughts and insert something else.
And familiar feels safe. We are programmed every day to seek safety. Programmed to avoid discomfort because it's safe. Programmed to stay small because it's safe. Programmed to play victim because it's safe. Programmed to seek validation because it's safe. Programmed to repel money because it's safe. We are programmed from the moment that we were born to our childhood environment, to the people that we hang out with, to the music that we listen to the news that we watch, to the television shows that we binge. We are programmed to seek safety. But it is your responsibility to take ownership over your programming, or else you're going to live life asleep. And what's the point of that?
The energy that you give is the energy that you get. And that's what everything, you know, that's what your mentality, that's what the things that you say, that's what the people that you hang out with. So it's so important that you surround yourself with people that's going to fill you with life and things that's going to fill you with life. And don't do things that's going to take life out of you. Make sure that your vibration is high, your energy is high, that your energy and efforts and your mentality is in a great spot. I mean, and most days are going to be good than bad.
Right? You have to learn how to embrace where you are with the bigger vision and the bigger picture in your heart and in your mind. Right? That's the point of a vision. A vision is to help you see past the current circumstance. Right? So if you're in a tough situation, right, or in a tough circumstance, what having a vision for your life does is it helps you to see past that. I know that where I'm at is just a stepping stone. It's just a moment in time in a greater vision.
Exercise more, push more magic into the marketplace, give more value to people, read more books. It's harder to keep on pushing, but that's what legendary is. See, the great legends are the ones that are at the top of the mountain and they keep on trying to get better. So I suggest to you with great respect that nothing fails like success.
Just a friendly reminder that sometimes, a lot of the time, self-love is just doing things you don't really want to do, but you know are good for you, and then trying to be kind to yourself in the process. Over and over and over and over and over again.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Excuses will destroy you and take everything that you ever wanted from you, if you let them.
The ability or the belief to believe in yourself to accomplish any task, no matter the odds, no matter the difficulty, no matter the adversity, the belief that you can accomplish it, self-confidence.
If you wait to be perfect before you start, you may never start. Excellence is a process. It happens when you do your best over and over again. You don't have to be perfect to begin. You don't have to be perfect to appreciate yourself. You don't even have to be perfect to be loved or to love.
We could all tightrope walk. You could walk down a straight line without worrying about anything, but you take that exact straight line and put it 20 story high and you remove the balconies, you're gonna be so concerned about the idea of falling that it will make you fall. And that's where the superpower is, in removing the fear.
People get frustrated not achieving what they want because they assume that they're going to jump across a cavern in one leap. But if you picture your goals like you're trying to build a bridge across that crevice, and every brick that you put on that bridge is progress, and each one of those bricks represents a skill that you need to learn along the way, it just takes all the way until you get to the other side that you can actually walk across. And so the walking across is the outcome, it's the external perceived achievement.
The best way to avoid burning out is to stop living someone else's dream, is to stop waking up every morning to help them fulfill their vision and their goals and their dreams. And you start working towards yours.
To be a human being in this world means inevitably we feel pain. We all go through this. We all have moments of loneliness, of depression, of feeling like we don't have a purpose in life, of being aimless, of not having energy, being depressed, etc., etc. And when we have these moods, we try to explain them, well, yeah, maybe it's because I woke up this morning, or because something happened earlier the day before, or something in my child, something's wrong. But I want to tell you, the source of your pain is the fact, is your social life, is the fact people are the source of your pain, that you misunderstand them, that you misread them, that you're constantly bumping into them and having these problems and these issues that I mentioned. That is why you feel lonely. That is why it's draining you. All of this turmoil, all of these emotions are draining you of your energy, and it's making you listless. It is making you confused.
And people might say, yeah, but what's the point of this growing? What do you mean by growing? Why would I always need to accept every challenge just for the sake of growing? Because this growing is the opposite of something is decreasing, something is dying, something is closing up. To grow, to open up, is the same as to bring light into the things.
Every decision matters. With every decision you make, you are either moving closer or farther from your destination. Every single one, no matter how small it may seem. Deciding whether to sleep in or not, go to the gym or not, eat at McDonald's or not, it all contributes to either progression or regression. It is important to note that the more consecutive good or bad decisions you make will exponentially increase their impact. If you continue to make bad decisions, your state of being will decrease drastically. Likewise, if you continue to make good decisions, your life will drastically improve. Therefore, do not underestimate the power your gift of choice bears.
Every season has an expiration date on both sides. With grief, that will come to a close and you'll be okay on the other side. But then also, your good times will also have an expiration date. So learn to be really grateful for those good times. That's been the biggest lesson for me. Let go of control and accept the things that happen to you and then learn to love them. I have to learn to love it. I don't have to understand what happened, but I have to learn to love that this is my experience and it's a part of it. And all I can do is move through it to the other side.
Which do you think is more important? More positive thinking or less negative thinking? Which is more important? Where do you get the most mileage? It's less negative thinking. About 70% of our negative thinking goes unperceived by us. It is so embedded. Positive thinking is important. You keep it up, keep it high. But if you want to get your real mileage, just cut down on the negative thinking. Cut it down, cut it down, cut it down. That's the villain voice. That's the critic in your head. That's the demotivator. That's the discounter. That's the one that raises the doubts. It takes practice. It takes some discipline. But you can shut it up.
And you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing. In other words, if the outcome changes, does it change who you are, what you said, and what you seek to accomplish? Because for most of us, when we don't get what we want, a champion is made on the other side of I don't feel like it. Right? Everybody that gets up every single day, they might not feel like it. But there's certain cats that's going to embrace it and figure out a way to get better. There's other cats going to retreat, they're going to quit, and they're going to settle into mediocrity.
The thing that they all have, all the great ones have, they have this unstoppable belief in themselves. And even if they lose, they learn. They lose, they learn, they come back, they get better.
But you have these like missions that you have to complete to get to the next level. And then when you go through your day, people distract you. There's loads of distractions. They're everywhere. You know what I mean? They're just there to sway you off your path of what you woke up in the morning to think and to do to get you to the next level of your game.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Everyone has the possibility to unlock something very, very special about him or herself. And it's up to your actions. Ultimately, it's you yourself who also is able to unlock it.
Why do you listen when your boss tells you to do something, but you couldn't care less when you tell yourself to do something? Why do you have an alarm set to get to work on time, but there's no alarm to show up for yourself on time? You know, there's obvious consequences when you don't do what you're supposed to at your job. But how do you not see the consequences of poor self-respect? Tell yourself to do things and do them and listen because you said so, nobody else. That is the key to overcoming yourself.
It's taken you your whole life to become the person that you are today. So don't get upset with yourself if becoming an entirely new person doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey, an adventure. Not some project you can knock out in a couple of days.
You have to be singular
inflexible, unyielding in your own work, so that even the struggle, that very struggle to achieve, becomes its own reward. A hard, simple ability to continue is a kind of blessing. The world may think of it as an obsession here. Besides being sentimental, it's beside the point. Dreaming is a way of trivializing the process, the obsession that carries you through the failure, as well as the successes, which could be harder to get through. I mean, if you're dreaming, you're sleeping, and it's important, an imperative to always be awake to your feelings, your possibilities, your ambitions, and don't get hung up on the consequences, because they can be good, like awards, success, and even celebrity, and they can be bad, like no awards, no success, and no celebrity.
Imagine you talk to the creator of the universe before birth and pick the person you get to become. You say, I want to be the most courageous. The creator replies and says, well, then I will give you monsters to terrify you so that you can conquer them. And you say, well, I want to be patient. Well, then I will make you work harder and longer so you can learn to wait. I want to be wise. And the creator replies, then I will give you failures that will crush your spirit so you can learn the value of judgment. You then say, sounds like a rough life. Can you give me a good life? Creator replies, just like we measure the quality of a blacksmith by the strength of his steel, I measure you by what you are at the end, not the fire and the hammer it took to make you. A good life isn't a life that's easy. A good life is a life that makes you into a good person. And that, my son, is a hard life.
There's not a single individual in this room to their path to greatness that hasn't left friends behind, that haven't left individuals behind. We outgrow certain individuals. We outgrow the way they think. We outgrow the way they act. We try to bring them along with us, but some of us just don't have the ability to do that. And you spend so much time on them that you forget to chase your own dreams.
When you gonna start doing it for you? When you gonna start going after your success for you and stop thinking you need everybody else around you? You don't need their support. You don't need their love. You don't need their respect. The only love, respect that you need is yours. You need to do it for you. This is a season of your life you need to be doing it for yourself. You need to be getting your health right, getting your body right. Understand that life don't go nowhere without your action.
Being alone is a harsh necessity, and if I'm fully transparent, I'd say most of my life was defined by just that. It's not that there weren't people around me, but I got to a certain point in growing up where I was almost certain that nobody would ever understand. You see, to be alone is very hard, and it's a constant pursuit in my life to get further from that, but I retain moments of embracing isolation because it's my opportunity to speak to the only person that is always on the same page, me.
You'll never feel ready to do things that scare you. You will never feel ready to take that leap. Your brain is designed to protect you, and change requires risk. And so you are protecting yourself by saying maybe tomorrow. If you want to change your life, you must make a decision to change your life.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it, and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
It's never too late. Don't listen to these people who want to put you in a box. Don't listen to them. Be you.
Remember, you won't get everything you want. Simply, sometimes it hails on your crop and rains on your parade. It's that kind of planet. You must learn to handle the negative. Don't ignore it. Handle it.
Avoidance is just another form of fear. It's easier to run or to distract yourself, but that doesn't get you where you need to be. The real courage comes when you decide to face it head on. The discomfort doesn't disappear. You teach your body and mind that you're in control. Each time you face what you've been avoiding, you prove to yourself that you're not powerless. No more delaying, no more hiding. It's all part of the journey. This is your time to make it happen.
And what's the worst that can happen? We live in so much fear. We live in so much trepidation because we're worried about pain or frustration, yet we've experienced pain and frustration, and yet here we are. We're still here. What's the worst that can happen? The real interesting thing is, what if you don't do what it is that you want to do, and you never know what can happen? Because what can happen is what you dream about.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
The art of the comeback. There comes a point in life when everything seems to be falling apart. Maybe it's a mistake you made. Maybe it's a series of bad choices, or maybe it's something that felt beyond your control. A situation that pushed you down so hard that getting back up seems impossible. You look around and it feels like the world is moving on without you. People are succeeding, making progress, and you're stuck in the middle of your own mess, wondering where it all went wrong. The downward spiral, it's real. And when you're in it, it feels endless. It feels like you're caught in a cycle you can't escape from, a pattern that keeps repeating itself no matter what you do. And the more you fight it, the more it pulls you under. It's easy to feel defeated, to start believing that maybe this is just who you are now, that this is your life. But that's not the truth. The truth is, every single person who's ever made it, who's ever rebuilt themselves, who's ever had a comeback story worth telling, has stood exactly where you are now. And they felt the same way. Lost, hopeless, trapped. But the difference between those who stay down and those who rise again isn't that they had it easy. It's that they decided to fight for their own story. A comeback isn't about proving the world wrong. It's not about showing the people who doubted you that they were mistaken. It's about reclaiming yourself. It's about realizing that the version of you that's fallen isn't the final version. It's about understanding that yes, you made mistakes, yes, you messed up, but those mistakes don't define you. What defines you is what you do next. The world will try to define you by your lowest moments. It will try to put you in a box based on the times you fell apart, the times you lost control. But you are not the worst thing you've done. You are not the sum of your failures. You are the story you choose to write after everything goes wrong. A comeback starts with a simple decision. To face the mess you're in. To own it. And to do something about it. It doesn't matter how far you've fallen. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. All that matters is that you make the choice to get back up. Quietly. Without drama. Without fanfare. Just a commitment to yourself to move forward. One step at a time. And that's the thing. The comeback doesn't happen overnight. It's not a moment. It's not an event. It's a process. It's waking up every day and choosing to take one small action to make one small improvement. even when it feels like nothing is changing. Because the truth is, the change doesn't happen all at once. It happens in the small things, in the day-to-day grind of rebuilding yourself when no one's watching. A comeback isn't glamorous. It's not a montage in a movie. It's not this sudden transformation where everything clicks into place. It's slow, it's hard, and it's lonely. It's filled with doubts and setbacks. There will be days when you'll think, is this even worth it? Days when you'll feel like you're making no progress at all. And it's in those moments that you have to dig deep and remind yourself that this is exactly where the change happens. In the struggle, in the quiet, in the moments when no one else sees what you're fighting for. The beauty of a comeback is that it's yours alone. It's your story, your battle, your journey. And when you rise again, it's not about anyone else. It's not about showing the world or proving the doubters wrong. It's about looking at yourself in the mirror and knowing that you had every reason to give up, every excuse to quit, and you didn't. You fought, and that's enough. You see, life will always give you reasons to spiral. It'll give you excuses to stay down, to stay stuck. But it will also give you the opportunity to rise, to rebuild, and to redefine yourself. The question isn't whether or not life will knock you down. It will. The question is what you're going to do about it when it happens. The comeback is about perspective. It's about understanding that the downward spiral isn't the end of your story. It's the turning point. It's where you learn who you really are. It's where you discover that you have a strength inside you that you didn't even know existed. And that strength doesn't come from avoiding the fall. It comes from surviving it. From standing back up. From doing the work. To get back on your feet. A downward spiral has a way of stripping away all the illusions, all the comforts, all the things that used to make you feel secure. And that's painful. It's brutal. But it also gives you a chance to rebuild, this time from the ground up, with a foundation that's real. This time, it's about creating a version of yourself that isn't afraid of falling again, because you know you have the power to rise. So, if you're in the middle of a downward spiral right now, if you're feeling like you've hit rock bottom, know this. Rock bottom is not your destination. It's your foundation.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.